Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, well, let's get going. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Shift.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Myself and Katie here messing with the technology.
Yeah.
And ring light. Are you ring lighting?
No, I'm not ring lighting it.
I can tell.
Before you even say anything, I did reapply half a bottle of sun cream today and I still got burnt to a crisp. So actually I'm not putting any lights near me today.
I wasn't saying anything.
No, but everybody I've said it to that I've gotten burnt has been like, did you put on sun cream? I'm like, yeah, I'm not a fucking idiot.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
But and even my friend was like, I saw you were covered in white sunscreen. I don't understand how you got so burnt. And I was only on the beach.
They don't understand Irish skin.
Yeah, I know. I was only on the beach for really, well, it was 4 hours and it's my first beach day since last year. So I am on fire. I even took a painkiller, which I never take.
It's 10:41 p.m. We're recording late tonight. And
I know.
This is late for me, Katie, I have to tell you.
Oh, stop. I'm exhausted. It's not late for me, but today I am tired because I got up so early to go to the beach. So
go to the beach.
I know.
I'd say our listeners are really feeling for us.
Yeah. They're like literally right now going, fuck you guys.
You know, like I literally, myself and Aiden were both like, oh man, we've just had too much sun lately. I'm so sick of the sun.
It's so funny. Yeah. And I was just talking to my stepmom and she was like, oh, it's raining so bad.
It's been so hot. I mean, it's been an incredible summer. To be honest with you, 2020 pandemic's been the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm literally having the best summer of my life. I mean,
honestly, I know I'm having a great summer too. And I hate to say that. And I hate that I'm like, obviously I've lost a lot of money, but I mean, I really caught up on like sleep and relaxing without feeling guilty. So yeah, I'm not going to complain either.
And we're supposed to have a guest and he's currently 12 minutes late. So just in case people are wondering, we're supposed to have Jason, what is it? Chaney?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Jason Chaney is going to come on, talk to us a bit about married life during the pandemic. We'll also talk a little bit about sort of cultural differences because he's a Taiwanese American. Yeah. And, I don't actually know. Is his wife Asian or what?
She is, but I'm not sure what I'm not sure if they met over here or there, or even if what her specific Asian nationality is.
No, I know. Yeah, I just always find that curious. You know, cultural differences, yeah. And so we look forward to chatting to him. Hopefully, you know, unless there's some cross wires or some.
Well,
confusion.
He had he was 10:30 our time. He said, but I know he was saying he was jumping from another podcast, so he might be just a little late.
Oh, right, a little.
But
delayed.
I've messaged him anyway.
But that's fine, yeah. I have been enjoying the pandemic, I have to say. Which, you know, it's okay to admit it. What can you do, you know? I'm not working, but I play a lot of golf, I play a lot of volleyball, and I have fun with Flynn and met a lady. Like I don't think I would have met this lady only for the pandemic.
No, probably not. 100% not. How's that going? Happy out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
that.
But
unfortunately, she's disappearing now for 6 weeks.
Why was she? Does she have to go home or something? Or
no, she's going on a thing. She's going to work.
Okay. Well, look.
You didn't ask me a lot about her last week, right?
No, I asked a little bit and you told the story about the pizza.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, but
she's one of us, Katie.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think if that.
When I say one of us, you know what I mean?
Comedian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's one of us.
I don't know why, but I felt that last week when you said there was something you said that I was like, I wonder if that's comedian, but I didn't want to say it obviously on the podcast.
Well, yeah, it's fine. You don't have to be so cautious. I can always just say no.
Yeah, true, true. I think that's great. My like a few of my friends here are in comedy relationships, ones that worked out, and they're very
happy. Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a couple of, especially in Astoria, and they just say that with the late nights and stuff, it works out really well, and a couple of them go and open for each other and stuff like that. So.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple here. I don't know if you know them, Caitlin Palufo and I forget her boyfriend's last name. Stephen Rogers, but they go and they tour together. And Maddie Smith and Andrew Chavon, they tour together as well.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we haven't put that on the...
I know, but you know, it's kind of like if you were like away for long...
She's going off to do something now for 6 weeks, so I won't see her for 6 weeks, sadly.
Yeah, but you can do the FaceTimes and the...
Well, we had like a whirlwind romance, you know?
Yeah.
We've hung out like 5 times in 2 weeks.
That's loads. That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but the 6 weeks will be good because then you'll be excited to see each other when she comes back. It'll fly by as well. Time's actually flying by, like when you think about it.
I know. Can you believe it? Like March felt like yesterday. March, what are we going to do? Now it's fucking July. I'm like, oh shit, the pandemic's nearly over. Fuck.
I know.
Oh no. Is the pandemic nearly over? No. No.
I know. That day my boss called me, I was like, obviously happy to have money because I hadn't gotten anything off under unemployment at that time. But I was just like, oh, I really don't want to answer. But of course. Yeah. Anyway. But that's great. No, I was just saying that, like, yeah, it's a pity that they're, like, obviously, I don't want to jinx it because I don't want the world to go back into a pandemic, but, yeah.
So you don't want to go back to work or you do want to go back to
work? No, I don't want to go back to work. I hate my job.
Yeah, but you got to make that money, Katie.
I know, but and the money's shit now and I'm doing way longer hours. Now, I'm doing less shifts, but, like, longer hours and it's late coming back at night and I hate working nights. So these are all minor complaints because I'm lucky to have a job, but can't wait till I'm... A housewife. So
you didn't hear any rumors anyway. You didn't hear any rumors about me. So that's
no. Nobody tells me nothing.
There's nobody gossip going around because I know Erica knows.
Oh well, she didn't say anything to me. Nobody says anything to me. I never hear gossip at all.
That's good. That's good to know. Erica fucking keeps her mouth shut.
Yeah. Erica's
great. Keep that in mind in the future. She's a loyal friend.
Yeah. Erica's. I never hear Erica gossip.
Loyal guest of the podcast.
Yeah. Follow Erica Spira.
Well done, Erica. Fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, no. Girl. She's anti-gossip, so don't you have nothing to worry about there. And nobody talks to
Remy,
me.
Remy knows too.
Again, no one says anything.
Another ex-guest of the podcast, former guest of the podcast, hasn't said anything. Good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew Collins knows. Keep his mouth shut.
Oh yeah, he also. Oh, now I know who it is.
How do you know? Not fucking Nikki Glaser.
Oh, that's who I was thinking.
Nice try, buddy.
I was like, ooh, who does Andrew know?
No, it's not Nikki Glaser, yo. It's not Nikki Glaser. She actually knows too, though, but whatever.
That's great.
Yeah. If you have any other questions, let me know. We have no choice now because our guest isn't fucking here.
I know, right? Are you going to
marry her? Whoa, easy, Katie. Whoa.
I want to be engaged. A bunch of my friends are getting engaged now, so you should get engaged as well.
Yeah, we just met.
Okay,
I've been engaged. This wouldn't be the first time.
Okay. Anyway, are you going to stay in contact for the 6 weeks, like FaceTime and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great.
No choice.
How did you end up meeting? How did you have a whirlwind romance in Hamptons?
She's out here.
Okay.
She's out here isolating. She's out here on lockdown.
Okay. And then she was like, ooh, so is Dez.
We can't. No, actually I hit on, I was following her. She was following me.
Oh, you slipped into the DMs.
Well, yeah, but just because I actually didn't realize she was following me. I think I saw her on Nikki's story.
Okay.
And then followed her because I thought she was cute. Like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then she'd always pop up on my stories, but like I didn't know her. It was just like, oh, there's that girl, you know?
Yeah.
And then at one stage I realized she's out here all the time. So I was just like, hey, do you want to get coffee? And she was like, yeah. And then we had our first date, but the first date was just like very good first date. No, you know, and then it was like, let's meet up again. And then the second time we met up, then it was clear that it was like fireworks.
So the first date, you guys just had coffee. Did you smooch?
No, she was very COVID paranoid.
Oh, okay. That's also nice though. It's nice to
go a little slow. Yeah, but she's COVID paranoid, but for she's not COVID paranoid for herself. She's COVID paranoid because she has this thing coming up, and there's very specific instructions to be extremely, extremely cautious.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because you don't want to fuck up this project. Yeah. So that's the dog going nuts next to me. She was very adamant not kissing on the first day. I didn't try to kiss her either though. You know, and she also did like the quick exit from the car so that there wouldn't be like an awkward moment.
And it was just coffee, so it was daytime the whole time. The first day.
We had lunch. We ended up having lunch. But yeah, it was all day. It was all the whole thing was daytime.
Yeah, that's a really nice.
And then I dropped her back. And then second date we played golf.
Oh,
she golfs. She's very sporty. And she was very good at golf.
Yeah.
She's very good.
The whole time we're doing this, I'm like, a comedian who knows Erica.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it out loud.
No, I won't.
People,
I won't.
People know. People know. Actually, it was written about in the Irish Sun.
What was the golf?
No, they know. They know. The Irish Sun wrote about it.
Oh, about your Jesus Christ, Des. That's
quick. I talked about it on my own podcast.
Yeah.
And because she was talking about me on Call Her Daddy.
Okay, I probably don't know her, to be honest.
Call Her Daddy, you know that? But you know,
yeah, no, I don't know those girls.
Yeah, I didn't know. No, she's not on. She was a guest.
Oh,
she was a guest.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so what was I going to say there?
That the Irish Sun knows.
No, but we were talking about something else before that.
She's
sporty.
She's sporty. That's great.
And especially so she's very good at golf. She eagled the sixth hole, actually.
I don't even know what that means.
Sorry, I'm trying to concentrate while the dog is trying to eat me. Hey, Flynn, you can't fucking do this right now.
Eagling sixth hole means
no. He has like nighttime like witching hour issues.
Oh.
We've never recorded during this time, but he does get like insane at this time, and he's now currently going insane.
Yeah.
So we played golf. I thought we were just gonna play golf, but then she was like, "Will we go back to the beach?" So I was like, "Oh shit, I didn't tidy up."
So
not prepared.
Yeah.
So yeah, we came back to the beach, and then, well, that was all she wrote, and it's been nonstop passion since then.
I love that. I love that it's passion.
Oh, it's definitely passion. I mean, listen, whether it works out or not, maybe this 6-week thing will fuck everything up. But up to now, I haven't liked somebody like this now in a long time.
Oh, I'm really
long,
excited for you.
Long time.
This is great. So, I love love.
So we'll see what happens. Whoa, Katie. No L-bombs being dropped. No L-bombs being dropped.
Passion
just
is
potential.
So great,
just
though.
Just P-bombs.
Okay,
potential.
P-bombs.
E-bombs. Excitement.
I love potential love. And come here to me. Did you, when she was on the beach, did you run in and sneakily clean up your kitchen?
Well, actually, she was on a call. And
so you had a window.
She was like, I'll just stay in the car while I'm on this call. I'm learning a lot from her, like muting the phone a lot. And mutes all the time. Like anytime somebody's speaking, she's just in the habit of muting.
Yeah. It's great for when you're going to the bathroom and you're on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a big muter, big muter. And so I had a chance to go in and just give the house like a quick tidy up. Wouldn't be the first time in my life I did the quick fucking like, hey, you, I'm just going to go to the bathroom, and then you fucking like run into your room and fucking tidy that shit up.
Yeah. Is she young?
Well, she's younger than me, but she's not like
young.
She'll be 29 a couple of weeks, so
she's
totally fine.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering because I was just thinking about then when Mike was talking about the age gap. It just popped into my head. I was gonna. But yeah.
Yeah. No. The age. I'm pretty. Yeah. We
like
get on
15
great.
Years, 16 years.
Yeah, we get on great.
That's great.
So.
Have you found? Have you been talking about comedy much? Like you know, so having the same.
Sometimes. We know all the same people.
Yeah, I kind of like that though. It's nice. Like when I was dating one comic, it was like nice to chat about stuff, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes. We have plenty to talk about. Like, never bored on the talking front.
Yeah.
It's all that. It's good fun. It cuts through a lot of shit, actually. I would never be into dating comics. I was actually very anti. Oh, he's here. Very anti dating comics. But in actual fact, I think I was wrong because it's great fun.
Yeah. You know? Well, you just have, like you said, you can always be chatting about stuff and then you already know the same people and you know the struggle. I hate when you're dating someone, they're not a comic and they're like, oh, you should do this. I'm like, fuck off. What do you know? Hi,
poor
Jason.
Poor Jason.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me. So sorry. I just saw the email at 7:30. I checked it before and I didn't get it. And I saw it at 7:30. Sorry.
Don't worry at all. Oh, it's fine. It's so great to have you.
We were chatting away here. You're so polite. Jesus. You're the most polite beginning of a guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
I want to be polite because you invited me to a thing. I don't want to be rude.
No. So you're born in Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, we jumping in. We're doing this.
No, I was just curious. I was just double checking, you know.
I'm born in Taiwan. You look great. You guys both look good. You guys look professional.
I'm red. I'm burned. So ignore that.
I saw that you went on a thing. I just saw a story where it was you were red last year and the same.
Yeah, same beach. Same.
Where'd you go? Oh, same beach.
Rockaway. Okay. Yeah, same thing happened again.
That's nice. Did you wear sunscreen though?
Yes. See Des. I said to Des, I opened this podcast going, I know I'm sunburned, but don't say, did you wear sunscreen? And he goes, I'm not going to say that. I go, everybody keeps saying that to me. Like, they think I'm an idiot. And I put on half a bottle and I kept reapplying it. Oh, so okay. The sun was, and it was factor 50. Like, what the fuck?
What?
I know.
Factor 50, Katie, it didn't work. Did you reapply?
Did you reapply? No, but that's what I said to you. I reapplied so much. My friend goes, how did you get burnt? At one stage, you were white with the cream on your face. It's insane. Oh my gosh. But anyway, that was perfect.
Jason, 你知道我会说中文吗?
I was like, what is he talking about right now? I was like, what is happening? I think there's a glitch. My ears fucked up.
You're actually just starting to translate people.
Yeah, I was like, what? I am a superhuman. What is
I used to live in.
Oh, wow. Did you know that? Katie?
Yes, I knew that. Maybe I should have told you that. All I can say, I can say one word. Lafoy.
What?
Right? Foreigner. Oh, okay, I'll just leave.
No, la wai.
La wai. Okay.
Yeah.
Des taught me that years ago when I fucked it up.
That's crazy. Speak Mandarin.
But that's not why we're having you on. In fact, Katie just mentioned, but then I saw you're born in Taiwan or whatever.
So yeah.
I was curious about it, but we'll talk a little bit about the Asian. Cause I was going out with a Chinese girl while I was there.
Oh, when you were in Beijing?
Yeah. And actually we kept it going for quite a while after I left, but unfortunately she didn't want to emigrate. I was trying to get her to emigrate.
Our entire
relationship was in Chinese. She doesn't speak English.
What?
Yeah.
That's how you learn it though.
Oh yeah, it definitely got a lot better. You have to argue, you know. You have to argue with a Chinese, you know. You have to argue with a fucking Dalula, you know. These fucking mainlanders, bro. You know, there's one child policy. She's a fucking bawling hole. So. You know.
Did you find?
I don't know
Chinese
what you said, but it sounds funny, so I'm laughing.
Oh, she's a born after 1980, so she was born in the time of the one child policy, Katie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So she's a little princess.
Oh, okay.
No. Little like empress, as the little empress, as they say.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, Jason, tell us about you. So you, when did you come to the United States?
I'm just curious. Can I do some? I have some questions for you guys. Is that okay?
Sure.
Why not? We're bored.
You guys do this regularly?
Every Monday. Yeah.
Every Monday.
That's really cool.
Go ahead, Jason.
Sorry. You do shows and then you do, you know what I mean, pocket and other things. But what is this? Is this just like you will have a guest on and it is like communicating? Because I saw relationship and then also anxiety. We talk about those things. Or you guys talk about those things?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a sex dating and then it's sort of like whatever to chat, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I mean, sex and relationships kind of like our main focus, but sometimes we do broader issues of mental health issues. I mean, they tend to be like, if it's not sex and dating, it tends to be more on like the mental health front or just like well-being front. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we,
there's one thing I do.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Do you, I hate when like we're at a stop sign and then people go, I go, you go ahead. And then they go, no, you. And then it's like, I just fucking, you do it now. Cause I just said, you go do the thing. Now, if I go, you go ahead, you go ahead. And I was like 25. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we did a good thing.
That still doesn't stop assholes leaving fucking reviews about fucking talking over people as if there's anything you can do in fucking Zoom conversations. It's impossible.
Yeah. Do you guys put this on like YouTube and stuff like that? Or mm-hmm. what?
No, sorry. This goes on the Patreon, the video, but the rest of the audio is on podcast apps. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah.
They complain. Like, oh,
no. Somebody just left a review saying, stop talking over people. I know it's not just the Zoom. It's
like, whatever. Wow. They're everywhere.
You can't win with these people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's a sex and relationships. So we'll talk a little bit, we'll talk a little bit at that, particularly about like cultural differences and stuff. That's why I was curious to know. Oh, what's your other question?
I forget.
I think that's great.
I'll think about that. Yeah.
All right. Now questions for you, motherfucker. Don't fucking take over our podcast.
All right, bitch. So, calling names now. We're getting close.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I don't give a shit.
But, so you came to the United. You were born in Taiwan, right? What age did you leave?
Well, when did I leave?
Yeah, like how old were you?
When I was 14. Oh. Yeah, I went 14 and then I went to, so one of my friend, his parents was really, because it was my best friend then, and then he was going to a military style boarding school in Carlsbad in California. And my parents were like, oh yeah, definitely. Dude, he should definitely go too. And then I was like, yeah, I definitely want to go. And then that's how I came to America.
On your own?
Yeah, well, my mom dropped me off and then lived with my best friend's parents for like a couple weeks. And then she went back to Taiwan.
Wow.
And I was there for like 2.5 years.
Because that's the exact... I went to Ireland at 14 to boarding school.
Where were you from?
From New York. I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. How old were you when you went to...
I went to boarding school when I was 14.
Oh, same age.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I guess similar to you, I ended up sort of staying. I mean, I'm back in New York now, but I spent most of my life in Ireland.
Oh.
But my family were still in the United States, though, so I was like there on my own.
Yeah. But did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it's made me who I am today. I'm just not used to talking to other people who were sent to another country to get educated.
Yeah. We have a similar background in that sense, yes?
Yeah, 100%. I didn't know that, though.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know that we had this coincidence.
Yeah. I think Katie's always, like, you always have, like, cultural people around you, and I appreciate that. Not everybody is, like, open or... is as like easily getting along with like all the culture. I think it's because we're all immigrants, I think. And that's why we have like a thing, like a bond, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Europeans generally tend to sort of think more internationally anyway. They're not as insular as Americans.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Plus when I moved over here, I wanted to learn about like different people and different cultures. And so like a lot of my friends, when I first moved over, a few of my friends were like, oh, you never hang around with Irish people. And like a lot of my friends were like Latin. And I was like, this is great. Like I'm learning so much. Never had met anybody from South there. I don't even know if I knew anybody who was Jewish before I moved over here. And now one of my best friends is Jewish, but I like learned so much. So that was like a huge.
Did you get hate as well when you only hung out with other people besides Irish people? Because when I first came here, there'll be a group of Taiwanese people that only hang around each other. And then I would go try to hang around with them too. But I always have this like bad feeling because they're like, oh, he thinks he's better because he's trying to hang out with like white people or like black people. Because they're like, oh, he think like he's too good for like his. But it's not that. It's just I really wanted to assimilate and learn English. And know the culture a little bit and also speak better English. And did you get that?
Not as much, more just like from a couple of friends. And then there's a few people who live over here that would have went to school with me that I didn't really make the effort with, but they were just happy being in their tight knit group. I didn't really get invited much to stuff anyway. So,
Yeah, but she was Katie was older too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was no language barrier.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I'm sure they would have been happy if I made the effort, but they didn't really mind too much. There was a couple of people who were like, oh, you never hang around with Irish people, but nothing like that at all. But yeah, if you're younger, God, teens are terrible though, no matter fucking all over the world.
But that's a big transition. You come from Taiwan at 14 to an American high school. That's a lot. Was it boys and was it men and women or just boys?
No, it was just dudes.
Oh, wow. That's a big.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. So everybody was jerking off. Yeah, everybody was jerking off. It's like everybody's penis is hard and everyone, you know. But I feel really bad. This thing is because, so there's this teacher, Miss Delaney. She was my English teacher, and she was like the only three women that's at that school that's a teacher. And she was like, I think 55, but I thought she was so hot. Like I would ask for the hall pass to go to the bathroom just to jerk off. Just jerk off. I'm sorry. I don't know if this is that kind of podcast.
This
is perfect.
Okay. Very safe. The only you're not being censored. It's that my dog is chewing a squeaky toy, which I need to get out of his hand. So you keep talking and don't be distracted by the fact that I disappear from the camera for a second.
Okay, thank you for saying that. That's very professional and respectful. I appreciate it.
You're such a sweetheart. Wait, so you would? That's so funny. I didn't know. Yeah, and so yeah, Jesus, that's great.
Yeah, it was. She was really hot though. I think I don't know if they're natural or real, but it didn't matter. Sometimes she wear like a skirt, and then I think she'll be a little risque and it'll go above the knee a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God, this is, she'll turn around and go to the whiteboard, and then I'll look at her from behind and I'll go like this. Okay, I need to go to the bathroom. Take a mental picture.
No. So on a serious note though, was there much of a culture shock sexually when you got, like for example, like when you were in Taiwan before you came to the States, like were people openly talking about jerking off and stuff, or was this all, you know?
I was always a terrible student in Taiwan, and I think the first time I ever talked about jerking off was when I was in fifth grade, and it's this dude, he got held back 2 years, and he was like one of my really good friends, and so that tells you my status. But he got held back 2 years, and he was talking about jerking off. He's like, "Oh yeah, dude, I would put my hands under the pillow and then hump the side of the bed." And I was like, "And I never jerked off then. It was, I think I was in fifth grade, first semester of fifth grade." And then I was like, "Yeah, dude, I fucking do that all the time." But I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And then like a couple days after that, I tried to jerk off, and then like it started work. It, like I got a tingly feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise. And I remember that day because I was jerking off in front of a toilet. I just wanted to see if that's how you do it. Like, yeah. I didn't know how long you're supposed to go for, but it came out eventually. And then I got so excited that I didn't come right away. It came out a little bit. I was like, oh my God, I'm a man. And then it stopped. And then I remember telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, I was so proud of myself. I was like, you wouldn't believe what happened today. And then he's like, you wouldn't believe it. Trust me. Like, it's not, you won't believe it. And he's like, what happened? I was like, I came. I jerked off and then I'm a man now. And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, all right. But I was just really proud of myself. And then the next day I told him, and then now like I have a thing to talk about with them. I'm like, oh yeah. So like I jerk off all the time, but I didn't.
Really? With your parents? Did you actually talk openly with your parents about jerking off?
Yeah, I did. Well, not to my mom, to my dad, but we were always, I think my dad gave this to me because my uncle always, when I was a kid, I lived with my uncle and he always brought me to like these bathhouses things. And I was really penis. Yeah. And then
I've been to those in Taiwan.
It's nice. No,
that's great. Like my favorite thing. I love it, man.
So relaxing. I wish they had that now. Like that's one of the things that I really miss because of the COVID thing. Cause you can't go to those bathhouses things.
But you're in Las Vegas though, right?
Right now I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Oh.
But Katie, do you go to like the European bathhouses things? Do you like those things?
Oh, I've never been to one.
Oh, okay. You should try it. It's really nice. Even the Korean bathhouses in New York, I'm sure they have some of them. Are you comfortable with y'all's bodies?
Yeah. But I didn't even know those. I didn't even know that was a thing here. God, there's still stuff I'm learning. I don't even really know what that is.
So there's like these Korean bathhouses as well. It's basically, you know, it's not co-ed, but guys, girl, girls. And then we'll just be naked in different type of tubs and like steam room saunas. And then you will wear these like uniforms they give you. And then you could go in a common area where there's like different rooms of different temperatures and different, like there would be like a forest room. And another would be with like a Himalayan salt room.
Wow.
And then like this cool room. And then the marble floors that you could lay on that is heated. So, and it's supposed to be like good for your body or whatever, but there's like a Korean restaurant attached to it. So you could like drink, you know, and eat there and then go to these rooms. It's really nice.
Wow, it sounds really relaxing. That's what I need.
Yeah.
But I also don't like having regular baths. So maybe it wouldn't be good for me.
Oh, you don't like it?
Yeah. I don't like the feel of the water or the steam.
Oh, okay. Then you wouldn't like it. Don't.
I'll take it, Katie. One day I'll take you to Spa Castle. There's a few of them in New York, you know.
Mm.
It's a few of like sort of like the Asian bathhouses. They're not as good, but they're pretty good.
Do you go regularly, guys?
No, but I go every now and then. But I used to love going. Actually, I had a very long layover in Taipei last year, and I hit up a spa place. On the layover, I went into Taipei for the day, and hit up a spa place. Practiced my Chinese. I was just on a layover. I was coming back from Australia.
Oh, okay.
So I deliberately booked a flight where I could get a long layover in Taipei because you know, I get to practice my Chinese and I get to my.
Do you like the food?
My Putonghua. Yeah, I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. But anyway, let's focus. I'm sorry for the leaving. I'm fostering a pit bull, and he has like a witching hour and. He gets a bit mouthy, so he was literally eating.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't bite.
Elbow. It's wet.
Yeah, he was eating me there. So I had to calm him down. I'm going to have to let him out of this room now in 2 seconds, but he just needed like a timeout. But he doesn't know that he's getting a timeout. I just needed to like shift his energies, you know?
Yeah.
So Jason, let me ask you this. So you're married now?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 29.
All right, cool. And did you marry an Asian girl or no?
Yes, but she was born in Colorado. So she was pretty Americanized.
But she's a...
She's Korean.
Oh, she's Korean.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I always liked Korean food and Korean culture. It's because I think when I went to the military school, I was like bullied a lot because I was like really scrawny. And it's all dudes, you know, so that's what we do. We jerk off and start bullying each other. And do those are the only two things for like eighth graders, you know. And then I started working out. But that didn't do anything. But it stopped, you know, like slowed down from, you know, everybody bullying me. And yeah, so that's I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, why are we saying that? We're talking about you said you like Koreans.
Yeah, we like in Korean, yeah. Korean culture.
Yeah, I like Koreans. And that's why I met Koreans, because they beat my ass all the time in the military school. They'll just like bully, they'll kick me with their boots on my shin, like they'll slap me around, and then they'll be like, oh, let's do body shots, which is like, you know, because if we have bruises on our face, then we don't get to leave or like hit demerits. And then so yeah, we'll do those things. And then but then I fought this Korean kid this one day, and then we became friends slowly, and then I just assimilated to that culture, and I love the people.
That's so great. When did you meet your wife? Because you've been married a long time, right?
Yeah, well, we've been together for 13 years.
Wow.
And I've been married 3, and I met her at a high school. She was in high school, she was a senior, and I was in first year of the college, but not a college, but yeah. Like the bad one.
Yeah.
The one that you got to go to community college. Transfer.
Community college. Oh, right. You're in like a community college.
Like a PLC sort of thing.
Yeah. And then, well, it was like a mutual friend's birthday party. And then that's where we met, at a birthday party. And then we've been together ever since.
That's amazing. So you do you mind me asking, you've only been with one sexual partner, if that's okay, but you can also not answer this if that's too private.
Oh no, I wasn't. I only had sex with maybe like eight under 10 people.
Okay, well, you had a bit of sex then before you met your wife. Yeah. That's great. Wow, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. You're pretty young though.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time I did it, I was 15 and it was a Japanese woman. She was 17.
Have you had sex with a non-Asian?
Yes. One white person. Because immigrants, like, I'm just more comfortable with Asians, and I'm always intimidated by white people even coming here, because it's just like, I don't speak your language. Mm. I mean, how do I feel confident enough to get you to like me when I, you know, barely, I always have, you know, I was never like really confident. Yeah, so it's like hard for me to, you know, hit on girls that don't really speak my language.
It's funny because even I find that, and I speak English, but I find that frustrating part of not dating Irish men over here. Like, and it just happens that I haven't dated them, but like even the guy I'm dating now, sometimes I'll just get like, I'll be comfortable at home and I'll just start talking like at my usual pace with like my usual words, and I could just see his face just glaze over and he hasn't a fucking clue. And I'm like, you don't know what I just said. And he's like, I just, was that even English? So I have to always be on. I have to be like the way I would be on a podcast or on a comedy show. I can't just be like, yeah. So there is, even though we speak English, there's still like, you know, because the slang, and I have to remember that he doesn't know the slang. So it's like, yeah.
Wow.
So I can understand what you're saying, even though I still speak English.
Yeah.
But Jason, but did you, so were you intimidated by American girls? Were you shocked by them? Was there just tons of the sort of culture that you didn't kind of get when it came to American women?
Yeah, it was just not shocked, but very intimidated. Like even now,
Like, do you have an example? Like,
I just have a lot to work on. I don't know, but it's just.
I mean, you don't need to work on it. You're married, but I was curious more from a general point of view.
No, work on as in like even communicating with like women who are non-Asian, just like white women. It intimidates me, even just have a regular conversation. Intimidates me and feeling uncomfortable because I don't know if they're. This is like shitty to say, but it's just a lot of white women was like really racist towards me. Like they would consistently do this.
Really?
Yeah, consistently.
He was just pinching his eyes there, by the way, for our listeners.
Yeah, well, you didn't have, I'm just slanting my eyes.
Yeah.
But they'll consistently do that. So it's like, I don't know if it's from that, I don't know. But it's just like, if I talk to white women, I don't know, like immediately they're like, oh, he's less. Or like, and then now I'm like, oh, fuck, now I'm less. And then now it's like, and then the things that they're into, I feel like I might not be into it. So I don't know how to like vibe and like connect with them. I think that's, it's just so weird. I was just at a wedding with my wife and social distancing, by the way, everybody had masks. There's only like 20 people at the wedding. But I was trying to talk to, like, we were at a table with like a bunch of random people, but they're white. But then when the Asian girl came, I felt immediately more comfortable with her. I don't know why. I don't want to. I really want to like learn how to like communicate and connect with white women more. But it just, I have a hard time. I would like to do it, but, and it's like, I'm married. So it's like, what chance? And I'm not going to go out there seeking white women to communicate. You know what I mean? But I am intimidated. It's uncomfortable. Yeah,
and like, well, I mean, my roommate says the same, and she's Latin, and like, she's friends with me, but she's definitely said that because I'm an immigrant. Yeah. She said she feels just like more comfortable with, like she only really likes dating Latin men and she came here late, so same with English, she feels like, oh, am I saying everything correctly? But she would have said that to me as well, so you're not alone at all in that
that's feeling. Comforting, thank you for sharing that.
Good. Yeah, she's probably listening in the wall being like, bitch, why are you telling my stories?
Well, you didn't say her name, so it's okay.
Yeah
she did.
She's always on my Instagram though, so
Jason, it makes total sense, because I mean, it really is quite the cultural difference. You know, like Eastern Asian culture to American culture is quite different, particularly when it comes to, I feel like, male-female interactions. I mean, I dated a Chinese girl, But, you know, I was kind of, I think it's an easier transition for like a Western white guy.
You have a nice tan, nice jawline. You know what I mean? You
look no. But whatever about that. But I just mean like, it's easier to go from the ramped up kind of like hypersexual Western culture and mm-hmm. date a Chinese girl in China than it is to come from sort of more reserved, like slightly less, you know, like they always say, like, what, 你特别开放, you know, like not as open Asian culture, and then come to the United States where everybody's just like fucking in your face. That is that's a tough transition. You know?
Yeah, yeah. To be, yeah, like even, not even with gender, but just in general, when people communicate, it's more open and more direct. And
yeah.
I think now try to work on it sometimes.
Yeah.
Just even in normal human like friendships and stuff like that, and
yeah,
professional interactions.
Yeah, professional interactions is hard, and like especially New Yorkers are more like you guys roast each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it's just that's how you bond, and that I still don't feel really comfortable and don't really know how to do it.
Like, oh, interesting.
With people. And I want to though, because so then I could connect with people easier. But yeah.
Yeah.
So like when I you mean like getting called motherfucker with a guy you just met on a Zoom?
Yeah, I feel good. I do feel that's the thing. Like when people roast me, I feel like it's a badge of honor. Like, oh man, like this guy's roasting me. I think he likes me. But I don't say it out loud because then it's not cool to say it out loud.
You're like fucking computing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're falling into like Asian stereotypes of like, how can I analyze this situation here? What is going on?
Yeah, always.
But so you married a Korean American, right?
Yeah,
Korean American. Did you find she was like a bridge between the two cultures?
I never really thought about it that way, but maybe a little bit, because a lot of people who know my wife, they're like, oh, she's like a white person. But then I don't see that, so I don't know. So but probably, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just a complexion. Maybe I don't know. I'm traumatized. I don't know what it is. It's just I'm a lot more comfortable with a East Asian face. I want to get more comfortable with other people, though.
Well, Ali Wong says that she regretted sort of resisting the Asian man for as long as she did, because in the end it was... That's the guy that she married, and she was very content. But I'm going on her special, by the way. I'm not going on like a personal conversation that I had with her. No. She said it was like making love to a dolphin.
Oh.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The best sex I had was Asian men. So.
Did you ever? I feel like is it different? Like for white women, is it different? Because do you ever see? Because, you know, like all the Asian men is complaining about, oh, there's not enough, you know, representation for sexy Asian male. So for you, is it like, oh, were you ever intimidated by like a hot Asian guy at all?
Well, I think I've dated a couple of Asians, and so people would be like, oh, you've like an Asian fetish. And it's like, no, I'm not, I just like men. And I happen to think I like all types of men, but I don't know. No, I've never been intimidated. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
I do find as well that the guys I dated, there was very similar cultural between Irish. Like I find immigrants or immigrant children easier to date than Americans. So I guess it makes sense that I would have dated a couple of Asians because... Mm. Very similar. They understand where I'm, you know, as an immigrant, or and similar politeness and like even down to cultural like tea stuff. I've found similar. So just
bonding over tea. The Irish love tea, you know.
You know, just like that. It's more. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Katie likes to drink hot water. You know.
But yeah, just more like I guess sometimes Americans here they have not to insult them, but there's like different, there's not have as many practices when people come over to the home. And like in Ireland, someone would always make you tea. And like my Middle Eastern friends and my Asian friends would have a similar experience. And they would talk. So we've bonded a bit on that they've noticed that Americans don't do that. And it's not all Americans. Maybe that's just been our experience, but
yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, don't know. Best best, so, my best sex was with an Asian man, and my worst sex was with an Asian man. So
that's just men in general.
Yeah, just men.
It's really nothing to do with their nationality.
No, no, not at all.
So you're telling your dad you were jerking off, like, because the one thing when I was in China, the one thing that always came up was just like that they weren't as open about sex. Their parents didn't talk to them about sex. You know, they weren't as casual, you know, I mean, there was some casual sex happening, but it definitely wasn't as casual a culture around sex. So like growing up in Taiwan, was that different? Cause I know that Taiwan and the mainland are not very similar culturally.
Yeah. We're definitely a little bit more open-minded and open. Cause we had our, I think, very first female president. I don't know if it's the world, but definitely first. And then we had a lot of gay people, the LGBTQ community, that we accepted them very early on. But definitely still more reserved. Most people, majority of the people are still more reserved. But yeah, I've never gotten the sex talk. Like, I watch porn and I try to learn from that. And I don't think that's definitely not a good one.
We have discussed that though, yeah. So then that is tough, like when you come here. But so was your Korean, you met your Korean American wife. Mm-hmm. Was she, sorry, I nearly got attacked by a pit bull there again. Was she understanding of the, you know, your sort of, you're an immigrant coming to America, you know, you're slightly different, maybe not as confident as you were saying. She got that?
I don't know. Yeah, she wasn't. I think during that time, I wasn't not confident, or maybe I was just, I didn't care anymore. It was because after I got out of the military school, I started like smoking weed and doing X, as Asians do. They do a lot of X.
Oh, really?
With the people who, you know, the ravers, the Asian ravers, you know, we.
Oh, but, right. Before TikTok. Before TikTok, you had to dance in public.
Yeah, I miss it. Those are the good times. I wanted that. I loved those raving times, but I didn't, when I was pursuing my wife, I didn't, it took me a while to get her to date me, but I wasn't confident. I think I was just going with it.
Yeah.
Going with it. Yeah.
And so have you guys found, so you're not married, are you together a long time? Did you find any difference with the quarantine? Was it any extra stress, or was it just grand because you've been together so long?
I think it's nice because before that, you know, I'm like on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. And now I get to, it's really nice. And I never had a summer because it's always like, you know, summer school or work. But now it's like I get to have like 2 months of just doing nothing and spend time with her, which is nice. But we fought for sure.
No kids?
No kids. We're trying to have kids. Yeah. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, whenever it comes though.
Yeah.
Well, quarantine helps with that too. Huh? Quarantine gives you some time to look after that.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Are you seeing somebody right now, Dan?
Yeah, we were discussing that before you came on.
Okay,
is
sorry.
It comedian?
I just started seeing somebody, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But actually, if you had any questions for me, you can ask me some questions about what it's like to date a Chinese girl if you want. Just to keep it culturally specific.
Because
I she's not. She's an ex, but I've actually very rarely talked to like ethnically Han, or you know, like a Taiwanese or a Chinese person about the experience of dating a Chinese girl with somebody.
Do you mind talking about it?
That would understand. No, I love it. I'd be curious. I'd be curious of your questions. I'm not. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I'd be curious of your questions.
Well,
so she's from Lanzhou. Just so you know, she's from Lanzhou. She was an actress, and we met because she was actually doing a bit of stand up too.
Oh, cool! Wait,
in Beijing.
Beijing for how long?
I was in Beijing for 2 years. I went there originally to make a TV show about learning Chinese, And then I liked it so much, I stayed an extra year because I do stand up. The mission was to do stand up in Mandarin, you know?
Was it the, yeah, do stand up? Oh, no wonder you were funny already, like with Mandarin. I was like, this guy is fucking killing it in Mandarin. It made me feel incompetent because it's like, I'm not even funny in Mandarin.
Well, yes, like, you are. You just haven't tried.
Yeah, I don't know. But the Kung Fu comedy, it, like, didn't they?
Yeah, I was involved with them and all that stuff, yeah.
Huh?
I know all those guys and all that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They but helped me set up.
Out? I'm
no, they got shut down.
Oh, they got shut down?
They got shut down by the government, yeah.
Because of the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sad that they're going to maybe take over Taiwan, China.
I know, that's sad, I know. But what, I'll get you on my other podcast. We'll have a serious political discussion about what you think is going to happen with Taiwan because it's the Hong Kong situation. I'm very nervous. But keep it on the dating front. This one.
Yeah. Well, for because I was just curious, why did you even go over it and then have the Beijing girlfriend? Well,
oh yeah, that was a professional decision. Then I stayed an extra year because I now spoke the language. I was enjoying doing comedy in Chinese, so I just didn't want to sort of like. Just leave all that. It's like a lot of an effort to just leave that behind. But then in my second year, I met her. So I didn't stay for her. I met her in my second year.
What made you break up with her?
Or no, so we were together for 6 or 7 months before I had to leave. And then we tried to stay together. We actually tried to stay together for, I think, at least a year and a half. I mean, we ended up like together as a couple for quite a long time. But the majority of it was long distance. And originally she was all gung-ho that she was going to emigrate. And then her first attempt actually to go to the States, her application for the visa was wrong. So her visa got denied. She should have just applied for a holiday visa, stay in a hotel, but she applied to like come and visit me. So I think my understanding was that they were essentially all young, single Chinese women were being denied a visa because I think people just thought they were coming over to like give handjob massages or whatever. So they basically were denying everybody like Xuan Xuan. You know, she was just like the perfect candidate for a bogey visa application where she should have just applied for like 2 week holiday visa and said she was staying in a hotel. She shouldn't apply to come with me. Anyway, she got denied. That was the main thing. But then she did eventually come to Ireland to visit me twice.
Oh, what?
But, and I went, we all went to Thailand because, you know, visas are annoying. So for Chinese New Year, I guess, Chinese New Year, I think 2017, I went to Thailand with her parents. I met her parents for the first time. And it was like, we were serious, like meet her parents. Her mother asked me within like, I think her mother's third question was, when are you buying an apartment in Beijing? I was like, I have an apartment in London, one in Dublin, and one in New York. And she was like, what has that got to do with me? So we were serious, met her parents, but she just didn't want to emigrate. And, you know, she's her parents' only child. They didn't want her to emigrate either. Like, they didn't want their fucking only child to end up with an older Lawai, you know? So that's why we ended up. So eventually we ended up breaking up, you know?
Did they accept you, her parents?
Yeah, sort of, but they didn't really. I mean, they weren't delighted. I mean, I got on great with her parents, you know? Yeah. But, like, it just wasn't, you know, the way Chinese parents are, it wasn't ideal for them. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't want their daughter with some Lawai. They wanted her to be with, like, a rich guy that had an apartment in Beijing.
Yeah.
And they're way more involved. That's definitely a massive cultural difference between the West and the East. Like, your parents are just way more involved. Well, certainly in the mainland. I can't speak for Taiwan, but in the mainland, the Chinese, the parents are very involved.
Yes.
Don't you think that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, everything you said was super. Yeah, was dead on. I was just having a conversation with my parents. I was like, "Well, when are you guys gonna? When are we gonna all live together?" Like, because I just don't want them to. Like, I don't want to. I want to live with them. I want to like be there for them when they're older too. Like, I want to. Yeah, yeah. They're always involved. I mean, I talk to my mom like every other day. And I talked to my dad, maybe once a week, but yeah. But
that is definitely, I noticed as well, an Asian thing. I mean, Katie has a fantastic relationship with her dad and her stepmom. So, of course, we're not saying this isn't an Irish thing, but your concern with them wanting them to live with you, I feel like is very Asian. You know, that's like that Confucius thing, you know, it's like fucking deep within you guys.
Yeah.
The Shaoxun, you know, that filial piety.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't think it's good or bad, but I was just thinking, like, for people who are not Asian, like with families that, you know, that whole Western society where it's like, oh, if you're 18, you're gone. And then what about the, is that, to me, it's a little bit sad that the parents would just be on their own, I think. I don't know. Is that good? Or maybe they have friends?
No, I think it's pros and cons. But one of the things I took from my time in China was that they have a better respect for the importance of family, and certainly like respect for elders is like, I think that's a positive thing. On the flip side, I did find that it was quite stifling for young Chinese people. They don't really get a chance to break free from the sort of hold that their parents have over them, which I find that's a little tough, particularly when it comes to the relationships, how involved the parents get. But I feel like you seem to not have had that experience. Like you met a Korean American girl, and like I feel like maybe your parents weren't as involved as the stuff that I'm talking about.
Oh, I see what you mean. I mean, definitely a little bit, because I think even Asians within Asians, like the relationship between guy and a girl, especially a daughter, they always want within the same race. Always. I mean, I think it just culturally, that's just what they want. It's just, I think it comes back to what we were talking about a little earlier, where it's just, they're just comfortable with that culture, and they could communicate in the same language more easily than, you know, if they have to learn another language or, you know, but there's definitely a little bit of that because my sister's husband is he's from the UK, and
wow, you guys really fucking the whole thing up.
Yeah, I know.
Your poor parents. How many languages your parents have to learn to communicate with their in-law with this?
well, UK and English and American English.
Which are very different, actually, as it turns out.
Yeah. Is it not? It is, no?
So yeah, they're in different Englishes, definitely, sometimes.
What did your parents say when you said, I've met a Korean girl?
They didn't say it to my face, but I'm sure they said something. Yeah. This is, okay, my uncle's for sure racist, because he wouldn't buy anything that's made in Korea. Like my younger uncle, he loves Taiwanese stuff. He's like, fuck Korean everything. I don't want the kimchi. The water is like to bathe the foot. And I don't want their Samsung shit. It's all about, you know, the other
things. To bathe the foot. I've never heard that.
Yeah, the washing water soup is what.
But I bet you they were like, 但是我开心他不是日本人.
Yeah.
I know what you said. She's better than a white woman.
No. I said, thank God she's not Japanese.
Oh, okay. I was close on my...
But I said it in Chinese originally because I thought I don't want to get in trouble. But then I was like, ah, fuck it. We can't let Katie not know. Because no matter how politically correct you are, for some reason, when you're fucking Chinese or Korean, it's just okay to hate Japanese.
Yeah, because they fucked everybody, I think. They did everybody. Yeah, they did everybody bad.
I do think Irish people, though, are closer in regards to the way they treat their, like I mean, I feel like Americans more, they go to home, the old people, and in Ireland they wouldn't really go to homes. There's like always usually someone minding the grandparents, like from my dad's generation. I feel like definitely, I don't know what's gonna happen to his generation, but I feel like
I don't give a fuck about my dad, but his dad, he really
did. Well, you know, I would. I'll let my dad live with me. I love my dad, but I'll be like, him and my stepmom can live with me. They'd probably be like, fuck off, Kate. You're annoying us. And I promised them when I get wealthy, because, you know, I plan to, hopefully, fingers crossed, that I'd buy them a house. I do think definitely their generation is closer to that. Like, because I know my dad moved back near home, and like they take care of my grandparents. They're always checking in. And all of my friends' parents are the same. They're like, checking in on their parents. But I feel like a lot of American culture is more like you go to a fancy home, or hopefully you go to a home, but like a lot of the old people go to homes, right? What are they called? Old people
nursing
homes.
Nursing homes.
Thank you. Yeah. I know they are in Ireland, but I feel like that's only when they're really sick.
I know. There's plenty of nursing homes in Ireland, Kate. Most of the COVID deaths happen in nursing homes.
I feel like that's when only the old people go there when they're like really like ill, or they're like, they can't, the children can't mind them. I feel like
yeah, no, but like in
they well, go like a I holiday home. They go to Florida nursing home and they're like living their best life.
Yeah, no, I mean in China though, it's much more like they live with you, you know.
Yeah, lot, yeah. No, but that's more, what I mean. It's like steps down. It's like
China more, than Taiwan. There's a lot more of the elderly parents. They live with you, but the great news is that they help out with the kids. Are you going to have any of that, Jason? When you have kids, are you going to have parents around to help out or what?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's why you want them to move in.
Yes, yes.
Free childcare.
Huh?
Free childcare.
Yes, of course. It's not because I give a fuck about them. It's for
the exactly. I used to joke with children all the time. It's like, okay, we'll have a fucking kid, hand it to your mother, and we'll take the kid back when they're 3 and a half and start having memories. They don't remember the first 3 years.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what my parents did. I think that's every Asian parents, I think that's... But it's nice, though. I like it.
To do it when you're old for your grandkids.
I know. I don't want to do it.
Well, anyway, listen, we gotta go.
Oh yeah, thank you so much, Jason. It's
11:40 p.m. New York time here, Jason.
Is that late or is that early for
it's
you?
Late. For me, that's it's for late me, that's for very dead. Late.
I'm living at 6 a.m.
I'm living an old man life. Like that's the other reason why I love China. By the way, I used to get up at the crack of dawn, go to the park, and fucking dance with all the L ones and fucking get better at Chinese.
Oh. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Guangchang Wu. Wash 44岁.
44岁.
Fuck. 44岁. 其实不好用。这个年龄不好用。44.
44加8. 44加4 等于8. It's a good number.
If you add it up, it fucking equals 8. Yeah. But 2-4 is a fucking bad, bro.
That's a deep cut, dude.
But I wasn't born in the year of the sheep. That's the most important thing.
Man. I'm the horse. Wait, I do have one thing to say. I did date first generation Chinese? Like his parents are Chinese? Just briefly. But his parents actually stopped talking to him because of his career choice. Because he stopped doing his accountant job and... would send him abusive messages and stuff.
Wow.
So they were like, you need to, and he was like following his dreams. It's like a sort of like an arts thing, but yeah, so there you go.
Do you call them ABCs or no, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cause I always feel like people bang out the ABC, American born Chinese. I feel like people bang that out, but partially for me, I feel like it's offensive, but I don't know how they feel, you know?
Wait, what are you talking about?
When I was in China, the American-born Chinese that were studying with me, they would all call themselves ABCs and stuff. But I feel like when you call them an ABC, it's like offensive. American-born Chinese, you know.
I never even thought about that. But I think that's like the least offensive thing to say. I think.
I was just curious. I know is it sucks being a fucking ABC in China because you can have pretty good Chinese. Maybe you were raised in Flushing, and I'm from Flushing, by the way. But you're raised in Flushing, you probably speak pretty good Mandarin. You go to China. You speak your pretty good Mandarin and your relations are like, your cousins are like, oh, your Chinese is just a so-so.
Mama hoo hoo.
Yeah, mama hoo hoo. And then some fucking white guy like me comes over and like, ni hao. And they're like, whoa, your Chinese is so good. Wow.
Yeah.
But it's true though. They're freaking, they give the ABC such a hard time over there.
I think maybe they're jealous because a lot of, like sometimes I feel like my cousins are feel, you know, maybe they're a little bit jealous that I even get to, if you get to go to America, you made it like to a lot of people in Taiwan or just in general. So when you come back, they're like, oh, we're going to give you a hard time. And also it's easier for ABCs to pick up women in like Taiwan or China.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they're like, people would fake that they've been to America. They'll like speak in Mandarin with an English accent so that they can pick up chicks like, oh, I've been there. Like I'm American. Trust me. But yeah, because they get it, they get a perk. They're like, oh my God, you're so cultured. Like you speak English. Like all that stuff.
Hey, can you do me a favor? This is strictly for me and you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Gonna have to now.
How do you impersonate like Americans speaking Mandarin? What is the trope? Because obviously we know how Americans impersonate Chinese people speaking English. But what is your version of American Mandarin? In other words, make fun of me.
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
You never thought about the reversal?
Yeah, the reversal. But we rarely, you know what? We would do impressions, but it's never really like making fun. Ni hao, like really,
yeah, it's always like ni hao.
Yeah. It's always, yeah, you know, the simple words, but
whoa, jiao. And it's always like da wei.
Yeah.
They all have like the same Western names.
Yeah, that way. Yeah.
Another time. We'll you know what we'll do? Because it's not fair with Katie here. I'll get you on another podcast. We'll Asian out. You know.
Oh, that'll be.
Because I'm awesome. I'm like the white guy that went to China. You know.
Oh, yeah. But sorry, I don't know what the vibe is, in this podcast.
Oh, and, you were great.
Yeah, and I don't know if it just makes. I didn't know what to expect, so.
Oh, yeah. You were great. You couldn't do anything wrong.
And I should have given you more of a like bio thing, but you were brilliant. So honestly, you were perfect. You're such a funny guy.
Yeah. Plus, don't forget that I was under attack for half of this podcast by this fucking lunatic dog.
Oh, yeah. No, you're great, and you're so funny. And I'll watch your podcast clips today as well. So I was like, oh, Jason's great.
Yeah. So give it. Plug yourself there. Sell your wares.
Thank you so much for letting me plug. I like to get really close my face because I feel like then you can see my face. But I have a podcast. It is going to come out in like a month. It's called Recess Recess. We said the recess twice because I just like to say it twice. If you say it twice, it's serious. And recess, we call it Recess Recess because I don't ever want to do anything. I'm a lazy fuck. But I also, recess time is the best time because you don't have to.
So it's just a fun, title for like you guys talking shit, right?
Yeah.
Is it you and, are you the main host or do you have a co-host? Is Andrew Lopez the co-host?
No, but that's another, we're not doing that right now because of the COVID.
Okay.
But we're going to be doing that.
So follow these guys.
So yeah, follow.
And what's your Instagram?
Instagram at Jason Chenny, Chenny. Jason Chenny, thank you so much for having me today. And it's
what's
really
your,
nice.
What's your Taiwan name?
Sijun.
Sijun.
Sijun, yeah. Sibin de Si, Ma Jun de Jun, Chen. I feel you guys are really smart people, all right, and very sharp. Sharp people, hardworking people, I could tell. All right. And I feel incompetent because I feel like I don't have, I can't, you know, be funny in Mandarin. And I feel incompetent because, Katie, you're working hard, you're doing shows.
Nali.
Don't do the fake polite. You know, you fucking, you know, you smart.
Qian shui dian ba.
But I feel, thank you for having me, Katie and Des.
Yeah, thank you so much for
Nice to meet you. Nice to
I
meet
really
you, Jason.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, seriously. And
okay.
We'll
talk soon again.
Yeah, I'll listen to you guys talk Chinese out on our Taiwanese out on Des' podcast. I probably won't listen, actually. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know why I said that. I'm not going
to
listen.
And Katie, you need to do me a favor before we get off the call.
What?
I might need you to put the podcast up because Flynn chewed my charger and I only have 16% left.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
You don't have to do it tonight. It's 11:30, but we can talk about that off the air. But to our listeners, thank you so much. You know what to do. Leave reviews, leave comments, and thank you so much. Jason, thank you. Katie.
Thank you.
Bye, Jason. Soon. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.